Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, January 30th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 7 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The wind speed is northeast at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.43. The dew point is 0 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 6 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Police are investigating after a couple with ties to Eureka, Kansas were found dead in Dewey, Oklahoma. Larry and Debbie Dutton were found buried in the back of their home in Oklahoma last week. A 20-year-old man is charged with first-degree murder. The couple's 17-year-old granddaughter, whom they adopted, also faces charges. And the couple's former church, Eureka United Methodist, held a memorial service for the couple yesterday. A central Missouri man has pleaded guilty in a $437,000 COVID-19 fraud scheme.
Lamar Johnson of Eldon pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to defraud the government. He's scheduled to be sentenced in June. Johnson confessed that he participated in a conspiracy to defraud the federal government by using stolen identities to file false and fraudulent economic impact payment claims. I'm Armetta Landrum.
Sunday was Kansas Day, marking the 162nd anniversary of the day that Kansas was admitted to the Union as a free state. This is Kansas Information Network News.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairie Land Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairie Land Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Listen up to see how easily scammers can defraud senior citizens.
Hello?
I'm Steve from your bank. We've had a security breach.
Oh my.
So I'm calling to make sure your account hasn't been compromised in any way.
Thank you.
If you'd kindly read your credit card number and expiration.
Smooth-talking criminals, convincing the elderly to discuss private information. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know how to spot a scam and report it to local law enforcement.
Learn more at ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Senator Aletha Faust-Godeau said state law revoked driving privileges for failure to pay a traffic citation should be amended to give motorists the opportunity to apply for a restricted license so they could get to work and earn money to pay off the penalties. Faust-Godeau, who led efforts in the Kansas legislature for previous changes to traffic law, told Senate colleagues on Tuesday that the idea was to open a path for an estimated 3,300 Kansans to secure a limited-use license. As, with that in hand, she said, those individuals could earn an income that could be devoted to paying fines, obtaining insurance, and taking care of their families. The state operates a program allowing more than 180,000 Kansans with suspended licenses to get back on the road with approval of the Kansas Division of Motor Vehicles, though Kansans with a revoked license tied to non-payment of fines or fees don't qualify for the existing state program. The bill carving out the reprieve wouldn't be available to people with DUIs or other major driving infractions, nor could Senate Bill 2 be used by individuals convicted for driving with a canceled, suspended, or revoked license more than three times. And a person granted this restricted license by the State Division of Motor Vehicles would forfeit it if found guilty of another violation tied to suspension, revocation, or cancellation of the license. Senator Mike Peterson, a Wichita Republican and chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee, said he expected the committee to work toward approving a bill to address the issue. And a divergent coalition endorsed the legislation, including the NAACP, the Americans for Prosperity, the Kansas Chamber, and a representative of three Kansas law enforcement associations. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications from producers to participate in the Kansas Local Food Purchase Assistance, or LFPA, program. The Kansas LFPA program will strengthen the state's local food system by providing expanded wholesale market access to Kansas's food producers and increasing access to locally sourced food in rural and urban counties impacted by food security. The Kansas Department of Agriculture was awarded a $2,500,000 cooperative agreement under the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Agricultural Marketing Services, Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement Program. And the funds will be used to purchase and distribute Kansas-grown and processed foods to underserved communities and families across Kansas through the state's existing distribution network of food banks. Kansas producers are encouraged to apply to participate in the Kansas LFPA program in order to sell their products to the food banks serving the state. Products eligible for sale under the program include produce, dairy, meat, eggs, honey, and processed foods, and products must be grown or processed locally to Kansas to be eligible for sale under the program. Applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on February 15th, and for more information, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/LFPA. It was announced that Camber Children's Mental Health, previously KVC Hospitals, is expected to begin accepting patients and providing care by early February at its new youth mental health hospital in Hayes. The contract agreement between the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services and Camber, effective through June 30th of 2027, specifies admissions at a licensed 14-bed hospital for youth up to 18 years of age to include up to 10 no-eject, no-reject catchment state institutional alternative beds focused on patients from the Larned State Hospital catchment area. This newly renovated center will also continue to provide the psychiatric residential treatment facility services currently provided by Camber and Hayes. In the state-of-the-art facility, Camber's mental health and medical professionals will provide both inpatient and residential treatment for youth in need of intensive services to help them stabilize, build resilience, and develop coping skills so they can return home as soon and as safely as possible to continue outpatient treatment in their community. In addition to state funding, the opening of Camber Hayes is due in part to the generosity of several private organizations, and the Patterson Family Foundation, the Robert and Patricia Schmidt Foundation, and the Dane G. Hansen Foundation each made significant financial contributions to support children's mental health through Camber's expanded services. Camber Hayes will be able to serve 600 more youth each year who are facing struggles with suicide, depression, anxiety, the impacts of trauma, self-harm, and other mental health disorders closer to home. Families, communities, mental health centers, health care providers, schools, and agencies seeking mental health treatment for youth can contact Camber's admissions team 24/7 at 913-890-7468. In Nebraska news, around 3 a.m. on January 29th, a Grand Island resident reported his 2012 Chevy Traverse stolen from the 1400 block of North Wheeler. His three children, ages 5, 1, and 7 months, were in the vehicle at the time of the theft. The Grand Island Police Department, not yet aware of the children's presence, tried to stop the vehicle but were unsuccessful and stopped a pursuit. The investigation then led officers to think the vehicle was in Buffalo County. The vehicle was later found in rural Buffalo County, and two suspects, a 17-year-old Hastings male and an 18-year-old Tate Wolf of Kearney, were taken into custody by the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department and Nebraska State Patrol. The missing children were not located in that stolen vehicle. However, police said that at 4:52 a.m., Grand Island police officers, while conducting a canvas search, found a vehicle stolen out of Kearney and located the 5- and 1-year-old kidnapping victims in that vehicle, believed to have been placed there by the suspects, though the infant was not located at the time. A countywide alert was issued to help find the infant, and at 5:25 a.m., a rural Hall County resident located the infant abandoned on the porch of a farmhouse. And according to the National Weather Service, the wind chill was minus 20 at the time. All three children were transported for medical attention for suspected hypothermia and frostbite, and both suspects were in custody and housed in the Hall County Jail on suspicion of 3 counts of kidnapping, 3 counts of intentional child abuse resulting in injury, possession of stolen property, and flight to avoid arrest. Authorities say there may be additional charges in cooperating jurisdictions. The Lincoln Police Department has made 2 arrests so far in an ongoing homemade explosives investigation in Lincoln. On Wednesday, January 25th, at approximately 1 a.m., an officer conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle with no license plates near Northwest 7th and West Cornhusker Highway. The officer contacted the driver, 23-year-old Dominic Fosberg of Lincoln, and observed evidence of narcotics usage in plain view. Fosberg, who was not the owner of the vehicle, was arrested for 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance and 1 count of possession of drug paraphernalia. Upon searching the vehicle further, officers discovered suspicious items that were believed to be homemade explosives, and the Lincoln Fire and Rescue Bomb Squad responded, confirmed the hazardous nature of the devices, and rendered them safe. Officers continued their investigation and contacted the vehicle's owner, Spencer Spidell, at his apartment. A search warrant was served, and additional items were located in the investigation. Following the investigation of the apartment, authorities arrested Spidell, 24 of Lincoln, on 2 counts of unlawful possession of explosive materials, and the items were safely removed and will undergo additional testing. No injuries were reported at either location. The investigation is ongoing, and investigators are working with state and federal partners to determine the circumstances surrounding the explosive devices or if any other individuals are involved. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansans are reminded that the cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, began November 1st and will remain in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer's service when local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish their service, and any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric and natural gas and water utility companies under the KCC's jurisdiction. However, many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website, and Kansans can also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. The community is reminded that the Kansas Department of Transportation will be holding an open house today, Monday, January 30th, for the upcoming reconstruction of 6 miles of Kansas 383 in Norton County. The event is scheduled from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Almena Community Center that's located at 421 Main in Almena. Attendees will be able to review the project plans and expected traffic impacts, and Kansas Department of Transportation staff will be available for questions and comments about the project. There will be no formal presentation given, so participants are welcome to come and go at any time during the event between 4 and 6 p.m. The project is the second phase of the Kansas Department of Transportation's reconstruction of the 26-mile K-383 corridor in Norton and Phillips counties. The construction activities include reconstructing and widening the highway on existing alignment, as well as adding paved shoulders. The work is expected to begin this spring and be completed by the end of 2023, weather permitting. Anyone that has questions about the event should contact Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. Norton County Hospital's Rehabilitation Department has made the move to a new location, but there's much more to the transition than just a physical address. As the department offers virtual visits, as well as more space and additional equipment, and an added benefit is that patients can pull right up to the door in their vehicles. Department Manager Keelan Jacobs said this move provides an opportunity to expand upon what the outpatient rehab has offered up until this point, saying they've always had a very high patient satisfaction survey results. Norton County Hospital Rehabilitation is primarily an outpatient therapy operation. The facility offers physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and therapists also treat patients who are being treated in the hospital. And with the virtual component, patients are able to mix in virtual visits with in-person appointments. people may feel more comfortable checking in virtually, even if the threat of COVID has eased some. And the option is also desirable for patients who have to travel quite a distance to the hospital, as well as being a great advantage for people who need an element of flexibility to accommodate their daily schedules. Sometimes a preferred therapist is not available at the facility, but that person may be available for a virtual session, and this helps with program adherence. The more a patient likes a particular therapist, the greater the chance that the patient will keep up with his or her therapy. Patients can call the outpatient rehab office as they normally would, and if a patient is interested in doing virtual therapy, the receptionist will get him or her in touch with the patient liaison. Norton County Hospital Rehabilitation enlists a third-party company called Joint Recovery Services to help provide therapy because the company has a specific platform Norton County uses. Patients can find the new location at 711 North Norton Avenue. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having spaghetti, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For lunch today for Norton Community High School and Junior High, you'll be having pigs in a blanket, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be corn dog, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be cloudy and cold with a high near 10, with a north wind around 5 miles per hour becoming calm. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around minus 4 and wind chill values as low as minus 17, with a south wind around 5 miles per hour becoming southwest after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 25, with wind chill values as low as minus 17 and a wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 1 and a southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be sunny with a high near 32. On Thursday, it should be sunny with the high near 36. On Friday, mostly sunny with the high near 39. On Saturday, partly sunny with the high near 43. And on Sunday, it should be sunny with the high near 46. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 7 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The wind speed is northeast at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.43. The dew point is 0 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 6 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs are headed back to the Super Bowl for the third time in four seasons as they defeated the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20 in the AFC Championship game on Sunday night. Patrick Mahomes' ankle was the storyline for the Chiefs all week. With that ankle injury he suffered against Jacksonville, he played well with two touchdown passes against the Bengals. And speaking after the game, Mahomes discussed how it felt to finally beat the Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, the way we've played the last couple games, I mean, you saw it was very similar to these last games where we get ahead and they come back and beat us, and that's a credit to them, man. They had great team and great leaders over there. We felt like we needed to get this win. We wanted to play this team, we got them at Arrowhead Stadium, and we were able to finish the job this time. And, I mean, the job's not finished for us. I mean, we got a chance to go up against a great football team in Philadelphia Eagles. So we got to enjoy this for about a day and then get right back to it because I've been in the Super Bowl, man. And winning it's a lot better than losing it.
Yeah, in sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, a cold high-pressure system was over northern Nebraska. It's going to be sliding south by tomorrow, and that will keep the cold air in place over the next couple of days. We have a wind chill advisory in effect until 9 a.m. across portions of western and central Kansas. Meanwhile, a stationary front is to the south of us. The series of disturbances will be rotating along and near that frontal boundary. In fact, we have a low-pressure system in portions of central California that's going to be moving into northern Mexico, and that will bring chances of flurries over portions of central and southern Kansas off and on the next couple of days. Today, scattered flurries in northwest Kansas with a high 6 above. In north central Kansas, mostly cloudy today with a high 15. In northeastern Kansas, we become partly sunny this afternoon with a high in the low 20s. In southwestern Kansas, occasional flurries throughout the morning with a high between 10 and 15. In south-central Kansas, flurries this afternoon with a high in the low 20s. And in southeastern Kansas, flurries breezy with a high in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, of course, the livestock trade, the cash trade, really held out to the literal last possible moment on Friday before we did see trade take place a dollar higher at the 156 level. Now, the macroeconomic situation is a concern for the meat markets. We'll see if it puts any weakness into the market this week, which more than likely may be the case. Also, weights continue to decline as well. We look at the overnight markets so far today. They have been higher throughout the night. We saw wheat futures up 9, corn futures up 3, soybean futures up 18 points overall. Drier outlook weather-wise taking place in Argentina. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Your local Zomatic dealer works hard to give you every advantage when it comes to your irrigation operations. This year, we're giving you a head start in preparing for the upcoming season by letting you choose between industry-leading interest rates and deep per-tower discounts on a new Zomatic pivot. The earlier you act, the better your deal will be. Better deals, better equipment, better season. Better contact your local Zomatic dealer today to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. See your local dealer or visit lindsay.com/springsale for full details.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks